I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Rebels in Libya are begging NATO to step up its airstrikes. They say they need the alliance to hit pro-Gaddafi forces in Misrata to prevent a massacre there. Misrata was shelled by government forces today. At least 13 people were reported dead. The rebel plea comes as both the rebels and NATO are trying to improve their communications in order to better coordinate airstrikes. The CBC's Derek Stoffel has more from eastern Libya.
It was just 1 week ago when young rebels outside the town of Ajdabiya were cursing NATO. They blamed the alliance for a friendly fire incident that left four of their own dead. It was the second bombing error blamed on NATO, but yesterday the rebels celebrated when warplanes were heard overhead. NATO is back in the rebels' good books after airstrikes a few days ago helped push forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi out of Ajdabiya. In recent days, opposition leaders say they've managed to establish better communications with NATO. Rebels on the ground are now in contact with military planners from the alliance. They trade information. NATO warns where airstrikes will occur, and the rebels offer targeting information to better guide the bombs from above. But the situation on the ground remains dangerous. More rebel soldiers arrive at this checkpoint west of Ajdabiya. As usual, not far behind is an ambulance and a doctor who brings disturbing news. Three rebel fighters were killed when they went past a checkpoint, says Dr. Abdulrahman Shmata. The local rebel commander says it was a NATO bomb that killed the men, but he goes out of his way to avoid criticizing NATO. He says the men were at fault because they disobeyed orders. The rebels are pleased that finally they're able to talk to the pilots overhead. But there's another worry. A pickup truck loaded with rebels races toward the front line. Once these soldiers are deployed, they can't talk to other units around them. There are no radios. At times, rebels have had to wave flags to send signals on the battlefield. Mori Albiju is a senior rebel in charge of training.
This is our biggest problem. We have no communication at all. That's why we're not really exceeding in advancing.
How much of a problem is that no communication?
It's one of the biggest problems. Because we don't know what other troops are doing or what other guys are doing. And there's no organization between the troops itself.
The rebels hope to turn that around quickly. Like everyone else, they couldn't use their cell phones after Muammar Gaddafi cut telecommunications about a month ago. Now, though, with the help of a Libyan-American telecommunications executive, they've taken over a cell phone network controlled by the Libyan leader. They hijack transmission towers and, using equipment supplied by Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, rewired the network. Cell phone service has been restored in eastern Libya. The rebels plan to use mobile phones to keep in touch on the battlefield. They'll just have to find a way to keep their batteries charged when out fighting. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel near Ajdabiya, Libya.